This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're confident this border's secure.
We have a secure border.
What, are you an idiot? That's the dumbest thing you could have said.
Over 2 million migrants have crossed the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris has done nothing for us in South Texas to secure the borders. She's useless. And at this point, you know, I'd rather her not come to South Texas.
Consider yourself uninvited.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
Hello!
I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup.
Whoosh.
Hello, Boston.
No.
What a congressional delegation. Holy God.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Where's the beef?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We got a lot of people that want to make their final pitches from New Hampshire. These are candidates. There are a lot of contested primaries tomorrow, and you have a chance to make your pitch. I said 2 minutes, but I'm going to cut it down to 90 seconds because I think we're going to have a lot of people on this hour. And the number to call if you want to get on is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And if you're in a contested primary in either party tomorrow, give us a call and you'll get 90 seconds. And I see it's, I'm very happy to say that we have people from the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, State Senate, State Rep. It's good. We got a bunch of different people, and we're going to try to go through as many as we can. So, again, the number is 844-500-4242. You're going to keep the clock, Taylor, right?
I've got it.
90 seconds. 90 seconds. Okay, we'll start with the U.S. Senate candidate, Chuck Morse, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Chuck, explain who you are and why people should vote for you tomorrow.
Hi, Ali. This is Senate President Chuck Morse. I'm running for the U.S. Senate seat in New Hampshire. I just created the most conservative budget in the state's history. We passed it with no taxes, and we certainly made sure that we sent $500 million back to the people. Under my leadership, we've passed constitutional carry. We protected the sanctity of life. We banned abortion in the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th month. We passed education freedom accounts so parents have choice in New Hampshire. And along with that, we continue to cut business taxes up here, and we cut the interest and dividends tax. And in 2015, I took on Maggie Hassan up here. I passed the budget with the first business taxes to put New Hampshire back to where they should be in this state. And Maggie Hassan vetoed those, and we got the Democrats to come along with the Republicans, and we overrode her veto. I beat her then. I'll beat her again in November. I ask for the support of the people in New Hampshire tomorrow on September 13th. Thanks, Holly, for having me.
Thank you, Senate President Chuck Morse. Caroline Leavitt, she's running in the 1st Congressional District as a Republican. Caroline Leavitt, you have 90 seconds.
Well, thank you so much, Howie. I appreciate it. And to all those listening in New Hampshire, you have a very clear choice tomorrow. You can vote for myself. I'm proud to be the homegrown America First candidate in this race. I've been pounding the pavement to earn your vote and your respect over the last year. Born and raised in the Granite State in a small business family, went to school in the district, an alumna of St. Anselm College, worked for President Trump in the White House with Kayleigh McEnany fighting against the fake news media. I'm the only candidate in this race who is actively fighting against the culture war that is brainwashing my generation, your children, your grandchildren. If you want someone who's going to fight to put America first, fight for term limits, to shut down the border, the invasion on our southern border, to stop the indoctrination in our schools, to stop the unmitigated spending in D.C., I humbly ask for your support and your vote in tomorrow's primary. We cannot allow Matt Maurer to win this nomination again. He already proved to us that he cannot beat Chris Pappas in the November general election. He is a puppet of the establishment. They are spending $6 million in negative attack ads against me over the last 2 weeks. You've probably seen them on your television. Don't let the swamp buy this seat. Vote for me, Caroline Leavitt, in tomorrow's primary. Let's reject the swamp and flood the polls. I gotta go. I'm at an event, Londonderry Fishing Game, with Lauren Boebert and Byron Donald. We're gonna take back the house and put America first again. Thank you and God bless.
That's Caroline Leavitt. 844-500-4242. Thad Riley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thad. What are you running for and in what primary? And you got 90 seconds.
Thank you so much, Howie. I'm running for governor in the Republican primary against Chris Sununu. I'm a conservative outsider out of Brentwood. I'm a business owner. The unique thing about me is I have four kids in our public schools here in New Hampshire, and I've served as a member of the school board. My oldest two kids are actually graduates of Liberty University, so I have a lot of unique experiences. I spent much of my career as a business leader with Verizon Wireless as a turnaround guy. So I'm a guy who can take situations that people feel like are impossible, and people feel that sometimes with what's going on in our world today. And I'm someone who brings a lot of tenacity and hope to those types of situations. I'm an American First candidate. I've supported President Trump for years. I'm also a pro-life guy, and I'm somebody who offers a different type of appeal. You know, what's interesting about our candidacy is we have a huge uprising of 18 to 34-year-olds. In fact, we're three times higher than any other candidate with the younger crowd. And we see this as a cultural conservative movement, much of what you'll see in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis, and, of course, in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin. A lot of what we want to do on day one is get the things done that Chris Sununu refused to do, which is empower parents in our public schools. We want to help provide medical freedom, and we want to make sure that we stand up to Joe Biden and a horrible administration with government overreaches. That's a lot of the strength that I'm going to bring to the table, but I'm a coalition builder. We're going to get some of the best and brightest around us, especially when we're going to tackle issues like election integrity and the...
Thank you, Thad Riley, GOP candidate for governor. John McIntyre, candidate for the state Senate. Tell us where you're running out of, John, and in which party primary. Go ahead, John. You got 90 seconds.
My name is Dr. John McIntyre. I'm running for District 5, New Hampshire State Senate. I'm a neuroradiologist, and I want to introduce some rational thought and unbiased analysis and to government actions. I think we should be understanding that things that we do have some proof of success. Understand what the costs of the taxpayer and society are, and what are the unintended consequences. I would like to focus on education and create a atmosphere of high expectations with attention to skills in reading, science, and math as the route to success. I think that personal finance and civics classes are important to encourage financial responsibility and community civic responsibility. Schools should be a place to teach and encourage responsibility. In healthcare, I think we should have that access to healthcare is important, but more important is access to great healthcare when you really need it. Government control over and single payer eliminates quality, puts control and decision making in the hands of bureaucrats, eliminating recourse and limiting availability or access. I think that when you fix prices in the setting of healthcare, you will make things scarce. We need to introduce a patient bill of rights in our state.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. And he's running for the state Senate. 844-500-4242. Laura L. Azim, she's running for state rep. Laura, where are you running and what party? Go ahead, Laura. Got 90 seconds.
Hi, Howie. My name is Laura L. Azim, and I'm a candidate for state representative in Londonderry. We have 10 Republican candidates running for 7 seats tomorrow, so I'd really appreciate your consideration. The Republican majority did some great things for taxpayers in the last session, so I'm running for an open seat here in town to keep New Hampshire moving forward in freedom. A vote for me is a vote for life and liberty, guided by the Constitution and the common sense conservatism that's outlined in the New Hampshire Republican Party platform. My first priority will be passage of a robust parental bill of rights. I will defend and expand school choice. I'll always support free speech and faithfully defend your Second Amendment rights. And you can find out more by visiting my website, lauraforlondonderry.com. That's lauranumeral4londonderry.com. Thanks a lot, Howie. I appreciate this.
Thank you. That's Laura El Azim running for state rep in Londonderry. 844-500-4242. If you want to get on board, we got this entire hour to do this. So if you're a candidate, get on board now. If you're in New Hampshire and you have a contested primary tomorrow, 844-500-4242. And you can go to our website too, by the way, and pick up a gift certificate. We still have a couple of Aviva Trattorias left. That's a great cheap bastard deal. That's a great Italian restaurant in Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store and get your Aviva Trattoria gift certificate, or gift card, I should say. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. With this discount, the cost is less than $50, and that's a great deal. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You could also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's...
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in New Hampshire's first congressional district race? Gail Huff Brown, Matt Mowers, Caroline Leavitt, or other?
Caroline Leavitt.
15% say Leavitt, 82% say Matt Mowers, 2% for Gail, and 1% for other.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're doing our New Hampshire Candidates Night pre-primary. The polls open tomorrow. And so if you're a candidate in a contested primary, you can call in and get 90 seconds. First come, first served. Our next caller is Taja Singha. I can't get your last name. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay, Howie. Yes, Taja Singha Shivalingam. Listeners can learn more at shivalingamforsenate.org. I'm running for United States Senate. We are under attack by the Chinese communists, by transnational corporations such as the World Economic Forum, and it's time that we have unity of direction. And that unifying direction is free will. It's our unifying ideology, the founding ideology of our country, individual rights, state sovereignty, and continued United States unity and independence. And what we will do is we will make sure that the Bill of Rights is understood as an absolute restraint on the federal government. We'll ensure that the Second Amendment protects your medical freedom, implicitly your bodily integrity. We will end the insurrection narrative and the witch hunt. We will repeal the 16th Amendment and end federal income tax. Regarding state sovereignty, we will let the people of the states decide questions of abortion, education, and energy. regarding federal unity. We will stop the immigration invasion at the border. If the president won't do it, we will call forth the militia to do it. We will require state sponsorship of immigrants so that states are responsible for immigrants that come into the country, the immigrants that they've asked for. Regarding U.S. independence, we will ensure that treaties that we have uphold our founding principles, our founding ideology, and we will also strongly resist Chinese colonization using production and trade, and if need be, God forbid, strong military force. Thank you. You can learn more at sivalingamforsenate.org.
Okay, how do you spell that?
SIVALINGAMFORSENATE.ORG.
Good luck, Tejas Singha. 844-500-4242. Robert Burns is a Republican candidate in the 2nd District. That's not the Seacoast District. That's the other district in the state against Ann Custer as the incumbent. Robert Burns, you have 90 seconds.
Thanks for having me, Howie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I just want to make sure. Okay, great. So, wow, I can't speak as fast as Shiva Shalingam. So, hey, listen, the reason that I got into this race, it all had to do with actually China, as he brought up, and the supply chain. It is our greatest existential threat, and that's why I'm running to bring back critical manufacturing, whether it be food, pharmaceutical, generic pharmaceuticals, chip manufacturing, because we need to start producing that back in the United States for national security reasons. That was one of the biggest issues that I got involved in. Second thing, I want to focus in on things like artificial intelligence. I think it could be one of the greatest things that we produce, but it's also one of the most dangerous things out there right now, and the Chinese have infiltrated our colleges and stolen the information when it comes from artificial intelligence. But listen, I'm an America First candidate. I'm the only pro-life person running in this district. I am the only person who's come out against the pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. My main opponent right now is a Democrat-lite, woke. He calls himself Republican, mayor of Keene. He is the mayor of a sanctuary city. He canceled Columbus.
All right, Robert Burns, candidate, Republican candidate in the 2nd Congressional District. Jack Flanagan is running for state rep. Jack, tell us where you're running, what party, and you got 90 seconds.
Thank you, Howie. Hillsborough 45, Hollis, Brookline, Mason, and Greenville. I'm a Republican. I'm a four-term rep. Former majority leader, House Labor Commission Committee, Legislative Affairs, Joint Committee on Legislative Facilities. Prior to that, locally, Hollis Brookline Cooperative School Board Vice Chair, Brookline School Board and Finance Committee Chairman, SAU Chairman. The reason I'm running is we still need to protect and preserve the features that make New Hampshire truly exceptional. And as before, I'm going to hit the ground running, obviously, with four terms. Priorities right now, a no income tax, shall I say the New Hampshire advantage, no sales tax, limited regulation. We need an educational system second to none where the parents and the children are the key stakeholders. When I was chairman of school boards, the schools were much better than they are now. We need government to live within its means, balanced budgets and efficiencies. We need energy policies that will help the consumer. Right now, Inside Baseball has there some changes that are coming through, but I'll certainly be endorsing and supporting them. Fighting the drug abuse in our communities by protecting youth and supporting law enforcement. My great-grandfather was shot in the line of duty as a police officer. I support the police. Second Amendment, although there are some people that may not agree with me all the time, but the district that I have in, I've got a good record on the Second Amendment.
All right, Jack. Thanks for the call. Good luck tomorrow. All right, 844-500-4242. We don't have time to give anybody the 90 seconds. We're coming up against a hard break. But if you want to get on board, if you're a candidate in New Hampshire or Rhode Island, too, for that matter, in a contested primary, give us a call, 844-500-4242. It's just first come, first served for one more half hour. The polls open tomorrow morning. This is your last chance or one of your last chances, unless you're having a rally tonight, to make a make a pitch to your voters in the upcoming primary election. These are the last primary elections of the season. It's on to the general election in all 50 states after tomorrow. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right, we continue with our election eve for the voters and listeners in New Hampshire. If you are a candidate in the tomorrow's primary in a contested fight, you can call and get 90 seconds until we run out of time. 844-500-4242. 508 says, is Caroline Leavitt single, asking for a friend? Come on. I think she's got a boyfriend, actually. 844-500-4242. Chris Fobido. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name.
Close enough, Howie. My name is Chris Thibodeau, and I'm running for state representative in Ward 6 of Nashua. I've been standing in opposition against government overreaching mandates since last September with some friends of mine. And a few months back, I decided to do something more effective and get involved and run for office. This is my first run for political position, and I want to be a strong voice for the my constituents in Ward 6 while in Concord. I'm going to work to ensure that the safety of our children and the quality of their education to get them prepared for the futures. I want to work to reduce the existing taxes and stop any new ones. I believe people's money is best left in their pockets, or at least as much as humanly possible, and that's where it becomes more effective. I want to work on election integrity to ensure that voting in New Hampshire is safe, secure, as much as possible. I want to focus on the mental health issues in New Hampshire that I believe are the actual root cause of our homelessness issues and our addiction problems. I can be found on Facebook at Chris Thibodeau, candidate for Nashua Ward 6, state representative. And make sure you get out and vote tomorrow. We need everybody out there voting. Everybody. Thank you so much, Howie.
Thank you. That's Chris Thibodeau. George Hansel is another candidate in the second congressional district. I think he's running as, I'm pretty sure he's running as a Republican. George Hansel, is that correct? And tell us all about yourself. You have 90 seconds.
Hey, Howie, thank you so much for the time. I am running as a Republican in the second district of New Hampshire. I'm currently the mayor of Keene, which is not exactly a Republican stronghold. You might know I won re-election there with 91% of the vote. I've been a conservative fighter. I've been in the trenches pushing back against this liberal agenda, and it's been 10 years of Ann Custer in New Hampshire, and we're finally done with it. We need to change the people we're sending down to Washington. We need to push back against this consolidation of power and decision-making and all this stuff. We need to finally secure the border and give our members of law enforcement the resources they need to do their jobs. I've been in the trenches doing it. As a mayor, I raised Keene's police budget by 9% in 3 years. I reduced our debt service, cut it in half in 3 years, and I've been delivering conservative results for the people of Keene. I'm asking everybody in the second district to go out there and vote tomorrow. This is an incredibly important and competitive primary election, and Ann Custer knows that I'm the only candidate that can beat her. That's why Democrats have been pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars propping up my primary opponent, Bob Burns. Don't let the Democrats win. They're meddling in our primary. And Ann Custer is definitely afraid of me as an opponent in the general. So I hope everybody gets out there and votes in the primary. Again, it's George Hansel. Go to my website, www.georgehansel.com. Thank you so much, Howie, for the time.
Thank you, Mayor. 844-500-4242. Mike McCarthy in Nashua. Tell us what you're running for, Mike, and you have 90 seconds.
Thank you, Howie. I really appreciate you having us all on. My name's Mike McCarthy. I'm running for my fifth term in the New Hampshire legislature. I'm running from Ward 2 in Nashua. So if you vote at the Charlotte Ave School in Nashua, please come by and see me. I'll be out there all day tomorrow. I'm an off-your-back and out-of-your-wallet kind of guy. I'm pro-gun, anti-tax. I'm opposed to illegal immigration. I'm pro-life. And I support our first responders and our veterans. On that note, I'd like to put a word in for our friend Don Bullduck, who's running for U.S. Senate. He's the candidate. Please come out and vote for him. I'd appreciate your support as well. One of my top issues is tackling the ill-conceived bail reform that went in a previous term. This is an issue that's really getting people killed in New Hampshire, and that's not hyperbole. We had a guy who was arrested in Nashua, let go on personal recognizance, no cash bail, goes up to Manchester, gets arrested for threatening someone with a knife. Again, no money, out the door he went, on to kill somebody in Concord. This has to stop. And if you're in Nashua and you vote at the Charlotte Ave School, come by and see me tomorrow. I'd appreciate your support.
Thank you, Mike McCarthy, running for re-election in Nashua in the primary. Joseph Murzoff, tell us about yourself, Joseph, what you're running for and where you're running. Go ahead, Joseph.
This is Joseph Murzoff. I'm running in Cheshire District 15 as a Republican. Cheshire District 15 is a new district. It's Chesterfield, Walpole, Westmoreland, Keene, Surrey, and Hinsdale. Okay, I stand for freedom. So I stand for the Second Amendment. I stand for financial freedom. That means low taxes. I stand for educational freedom. That means parental rights. I stand for medical treatment. Medical freedom. That means no shots forced into your arm. No experimental medical treatments forced into your arm. This is, I stand for truth, freedom, truth. The vaccines, they are unsafe and ineffective. I stand for justice. I agree with that fella who said that Fauci should be in jail. He should be prosecuted so people don't do things like this again. Okay, what else? Joseph Murzoff. Cheshire District 15, Westmoreland, Walpole, Chesterfield, Keene, Surrey, and Hinsdale. You can vote for me.
Thank you, Joseph Murzoff. Peter Tarosian, he's running for the state Senate. Tell us about yourself, Peter, and what district you're running in. You got 90 seconds.
Thank you, Howie. Again, my name is Peter Tarosian, and I have a website, petertarosian.com. My last name is spelled T-O-R-O-S-I-A-N. I'm running in Senate District 22, which is the towns of Atkinson, Pelham, Plastow, and Salem. And I am the conservative choice for state Senate to lead the fight for our values in Concord. We need someone who will advocate for school choices, pro-Second Amendment, will support small businesses in our community. I am that leader with the experience to voice my constituents' ideas and get things done. I'm A-rated with NRA for Second Amendment rights. I'm a fiscal hawk. I'm rated, scored 99% with Granite State taxpayers. I'm in favor of parents' rights. I've testified before the local school board 3 times in favor of parents' rights. I was endorsed by Young Americans for Liberty, Rebuild New Hampshire. I am a fighter, and in the House, I fought against federal overreach with H.R. 1. I will continue to do that in the state Senate if elected. Again, it's Peter Tarosian, Senate District 22, the towns of Atkinson, Plastow, Pelham, and Salem. I'm asking for your vote tomorrow. The polls open at 7 a.m. Thank you, Howie, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Peter Tarosian. Good luck. Next, Karen Testerman. She's running for governor. I believe she's a Republican. Karen, tell us about yourself and what your campaign is all about. 90 seconds.
Thank you, Howie. It's God, family, and country. Right now in New Hampshire, we're living under tyranny, where people are arrested for saying amen, where 85% of the COVID deaths occurred in long-term care facilities. People were alone and without their family members, where parents are being denied their rights, where children are being groomed and sexualized instead of learning how to read and write, where 21 executive orders and 90 emergency orders devastated our businesses, controlled our churches, and limited our social interaction, where our energy costs are among the highest in the country. But we are the Granite State, and it's because of our patriots that we resolve to restore our constitutional leadership. We resolve to respect life. We resolve to respect God in our state. I'm a Second Amendment lifetime member of New Hampshire Gun Owners Association. I have founded Cornerstone Policy Research to fight for families and God. And I am asking you for your vote tomorrow to let this strong, capable woman with a history of fighting for the people lead this great state into liberty and to live free or die. I've been endorsed by Dr. Dobson from Focus on the Family and many of our citizens in here in New Hampshire. And I look forward to serving the people because I believe that this is a job that is to serve the people, not demand and dictate to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen Testerman, candidate for governor. Kevin Smith is running for the Senate. Kevin Smith, tell us about yourself, and you have 90 seconds to make your pitch. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on, Captain. Look, right now, D.C. is trying to buy this U.S. Senate race. Mitch McConnell has gone all in, $4 million for his establishment choice, Chuck Morse. And Chuck Schumer's gone all in with millions of dollars for his pick, Don Bolduc, who they know is the weakest candidate to take on Maggie Hassan. So look, if you want six more years of Mitch McConnell, then vote for Chuck Morse. You want six more years of Maggie Hassan, vote for Don Bolduc. But if you want someone who's going to fight the swamp and fight the corruption in Washington, then vote for Kevin Smith. I have a long record of being both a conservative fighter and a fixer. From my time in the state legislature 25 years ago, I have a conservative voting record. I was named the pro-life House Member of the Year, to being the town manager for the last 10 years in the town of Londonderry, and also being the chairman of the Pease Development Authority. I have a great fiscal and economic development track record of getting great conservative results. So more than ever, we need a new generation of conservative fighters to go to Washington and stop the socialist agenda of Joe Biden and Maggie Hassan and fix the problems so many people are concerned about. I humbly ask for the people's vote on September 13th, tomorrow, and together, united, we will make our conservative voice matter again in the United States Senate. Thanks so much, Howie.
Thank you. Kevin Smith, candidate for the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. Tim Baxter, he's a state rep. He's running in the 1st Congressional District on the Republican side. Tim Baxter, you have 90 seconds to make your pitch. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, thanks for having me. It's Republican Tim Baxter for Congress, and I'm going to make sure that we send Chris Pappas back to the kitchen where he belongs, and I'm running for Congress to annihilate the swamp. And I'm a small business owner. I founded a nonprofit in my community to help people get off of drugs, and I've been fighting the conservative fight in Concord. And it was my brother Taylor with special needs that got me involved in the community. I saw how politicians were taking advantage of him, and it pissed me off, and it lit a fire under me to fight back. And I saw the lockdowns. I stepped up. I've been fighting for medical freedom. I led the fight here to audit the presidential 2020 election. I led the fight to stop illegals. I think we should bust them to Joe Biden's mansion in Delaware. And a lot of folks have probably seen the negative ads from all these super PACs, and they need to know the game is rigged against them. McCarthy is spending millions on his puppet Mowers, but the truth is Caroline endorsed him as well and now won't say who she's going to vote for speaker. They're two sides of the same corrupt coin, but you have another choice. Vote Baxter, vote for freedom. I'm proud to be one of five people in the whole country endorsed by Rand Paul because of my proven track record. And give me a call. My cell is 603-997-8108.
All right. Thank you, Tim Baxter. 844-500-4242. We're going to have time to take a few more calls from candidates when we come back. This is your last chance in New Hampshire before the primary to get on the air with some free 90 seconds to make your pitch to the voters. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes that much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been putting off going back to the dentist for over 2 years now because of whatever reasons, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more complicated in the way of work on your mouth, Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire is the place for you to go. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you will agree once you go. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a new season, and you have the opportunity to make the fall of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This autumn, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Polls open in just a little over 12 hours in New Hampshire, the Granite State, and this is your last chance to get on board. We can take a few more calls here. Cynthia Finn, state rep candidate. Tell us about yourself, Cynthia, where you're running, et cetera. Go ahead, Cynthia. You got 90 seconds.
Can you hear me, Howie?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. My name is Cynthia Finn. I'm a nurse. I have a degree in biology. I'm a mother of two teenagers, a wife of a small business owner, and I'm a strong, rational conservative with experience in local governance. I've been involved with the Windham School District, Windham, New Hampshire, District 17, since 2014. I've been on the building and grounds since then. I've been on the school board since 2018. I was vice chair for 2 years, and I'm the current chair. I really do believe in advocating for forging positive relationships, trying to focus on issues, and finding affordable, well-vetted solutions to problems. I like having ideas compete, not personalities. I stand for no income tax or sales tax because it's very important for us to maintain the New Hampshire advantage. I believe strongly in parental rights, in educational freedom, and in health freedom, the ability for us to make decisions about our own bodies without government interference. I believe in local control when it comes to government, when it comes to zoning. I believe in the preservation of the Bill of Rights. And that kind of sums it up in a nutshell.
Thank you, Cynthia Finn, 844-500-4242. We have a few more calls. I'm going to cut it down to 1 minute just because we're running out of time. Shane Serway, tell us about yourself. You got a minute, Shane.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm running for state representative in New Hampshire, Hillsborough County, District 32. I'm running to protect our Constitution 100% out of seven candidates running for state rep in my district. Only two of us scored a perfect score with the NRA and the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition. I'm fighting for to protect our children, keeping CRT, LGBTQ literature out of our schools. I'm fighting for voter integrity. I'm voting, running for the people, and I'm fighting with God. And I'm a Christian. I'm a minister. I'm also a New Hampshire state Justice of the Peace as well. And my career, I've helped businesses in management. I've helped businesses that were failing and brought them to prosperity. And I look to do the same thing here, and zero taxes for us all.
Thank you, Shane Serway. Don Bolduc, candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican side. Don, you got a minute left. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I'm running for the United States Senate. I've been campaigning for 2 years. Been to every town and city in the state of New Hampshire. I have heard from Granite Staters. I'm the political outsider in this race. The guy that served his country for 33 and a half years and will go down to Washington, D.C., unimpeded by the establishment and by the establishment leaders, because I am the outsider in this campaign, and I'm looking forward to serving Granite Staters. The big issues are inflation, out-of-control spending and the safety and security of this great country, investing in our livelihood today and ensuring a future for our children and grandchildren. www.donbaldick.com. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Don Baldick. We don't have much time, but John Smith, you're next. Go ahead very quickly, John. You got about 20 seconds. I'm sorry that I told you that. Go ahead.
Thanks, Howie. I'm running for state rep from Cheshire District 15. Most important thing that I'm concerned with is computers out of elections. They rigged the elections.
Thank you, John Smith. I'm Howie Carr.